You know, I used to dream about this when I was a little boy. I never thought it would end up this way. Drums.
Evan Cohen is on ESPN 106.3. Streaming live via the free ESPN app or on your Alexa, Google, or Siri smart speakers. Broadcasting live from the Anajar and Levine Accident Attorney Studios. Call Anajar and Levine Accident Attorneys at 1-800-747-FREE. That's 1-800-747-3733. Here's Evan Cohen.
Okay, welcome to the show. Evan Cohen with you on the 22nd day of November 2022. As always, brought to you by Duffy's, duffysmvp.com. For more information, and Duffy's right now, of course, we're approaching Thanksgiving. We got all the holidays coming up. So Duffy's has unveiled their holiday menu, which includes crab stuffed mushrooms, crab cake sandwich, that fresh jumbo lump Maryland style crab cake, Cajun remoulade, lettuce, tomato, onion, artisan bun served with a pickle spear and French fries, the crab cakes platter, the surf and turf, which is flame-grilled 7-ounce certified Angus beef, top sirloin, roasted bay, and lobster tail, served with garlic butter, mashed potatoes, fresh-cut steamed broccoli, and the twin tails, two main lobster tails, served with your choice of two sides, all available at Duffy's as part of the holiday menu, and, of course, the holiday spirits. Jack Apple, new fashion, peppermint martini, double eggnog. Drink responsibly, drive responsibly. Duffysmvp.com for more information. Well, last night was Monday Night Football, and we saw the San Francisco 49ers destroy the Arizona Cardinals, who were lifeless and kind of gave up a little bit at the end, 38-10 in Mexico City. That's a three-game winning streak for the 49ers. And the story of the game for me was Jimmy G, Jimmy Garoppolo. Not only the most handsome quarterback in the league, but you know what? Playing like one of the better quarterbacks in the NFL. If you think about it right now, Jimmy G last night was 20 of 29, 228, four touchdown passes, and they are now the three seed in the NFC. They are 6-3 with Jimmy Garoppolo starting as their starting quarterback. Remember, a guy they did not want to be their starter in the offseason and tried to trade a million times because they drafted Trey Lance, who may or may not be good. I don't know. He played one game and got hurt, unfortunately for him. And Jimmy G on the year has 15 touchdowns and four interceptions. And really, all this guy has done in his entire career, whether it's New England or San Francisco, is win. And it brings up this whole concept here of game manager. Oh, Jimmy G's a game manager. He's not going to win. He may not lose the game for you, but he's not going to win the game for you. So am I supposed to be mad if I am an NFL football fan of the San Francisco 49ers? Am I supposed to be mad that in theory, I am looking at this and saying, well, Jimmy G, instead of being reckless, let's say Zach Wilson style with the Jets, instead of being reckless, what he does is he finds Deebo Samuel. He finds Brandon Ayuk. He finds George Kittle. He finds Christian McCaffrey, Elijah Wilson. I mean, all these guys. That he finds all of these guys. And that he goes out there and gives them the ball in spots where they can get yards after the catch without turning the ball over. Is that supposed to make me mad? Is that supposed to make me think less of him? Like, I don't understand this concept behind, oh, he's a game manager. Yeah, sign me up. Elijah Mitchell, excuse me, not Wilson. Sign me up for a game manager any day of the week. The fact that that terminology, game manager, has become a negative is beyond comprehension to me. You know, like, okay, so you know who's not a game manager? Zach Wilson. Baker Mayfield, not really game managers. Jameis Winston, not really a game manager. Kyler Murray, who didn't play last night, not a game manager. You know who manages games really well? Patrick Mahomes, Tom Brady. They manage the game really well. They know the score. They know the circumstance. They know what to do, when to do it, how to do it. That's exactly who I want. That's what I want. I want that elite level game manager who's going to put the ball in the hands of the people that need to have the ball in their hands and not turn the ball over. I want precision. I want decision making. I want smarts. I want all of that. So if we're going to criticize Jimmy G for being a game manager, understand something, ladies and gentlemen. That is not a criticism. That is a compliment. Just like I've complimented Bob and the team at Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning for a long, long time. Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning has been locally owned and operated in the Western communities for over 40 years. Bradley Heating and Air conditioning, providing both residential, commercial service, installation. They do it all. Factory-trained technicians. Bradley can provide routine periodic inspections, license warranty, post-warranty repairs, and immediate emergency response. With an A-plus rating from the Better Business Bureau, Bradley specializes in cost-effective solutions to fit your individual needs. So call Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning today at 561-793-7497 or visit BradleyAir.com to speak with a knowledgeable and trained team at Bradley Heating and Air Conditioning. Ken Levick live right now on ESPN 106.3.